I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
Someone that works for Major League Baseball decided that Ingrid Andress should sing the national anthem at the Home Run Derby last night. And that someone might no longer have a job today.
She has a lovely voice.
Does she?
She does.
She is Grammy nominated. Mm-hmm. Kennedy, I was just making
a list.
She's
a prolific songwriter. She's written for a bunch of different people.
I'm making a list here.
Yeah.
And you have sung the national anthem at the TD Garden for both the Bruins and the Celtics.
I have.
You have sung the national anthem for the Patriots at Gillette Stadium.
I have.
You have sung the national anthem for the Red Sox at Fenway Park. You've done Veterans Memorial Stadium in Quincy.
Many times.
Have you done Polar Park?
Yeah, not the new one.
Oh.
I did the one in Pawtucket, but I've not done the Woo Sox yet, no.
Sure, and various other softball fields.
I've done lots,
over the years.
I'm honored to do them all.
What's
obviously
the hardest thing about singing the national anthem before I play this really funny audio?
I mean, it jumps an octave in the first stanza. It's really hard to sing. It is not an easy song to sing, full stop. And it's certainly not easy to sing in a gigantic stadium where your voice is coming back at you.
And the rockets red glare, the bombs bursting in air, April through the night, that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star
there.
And the home of the brave.
So the song started off decent, but then the second half was a nightmare. The players could barely keep it together listening on the field. To put it in perspective, Fergie is now trending because it was so bad. So how about a little compare and contrast between Ingrid Andress, a Grammy-nominated singer-songwriter, successful musician in the world of country music.
Been like, has songs in the Billboard 200.
Right.
I feel so badly for her.
And we're not going to compare her to Kennedy because that wouldn't be fair.
No.
We're going to compare her to someone who is an awful singer and I think could do it much better. And that person's me. And so I went into the lab this morning with Kennedy. One take, right?
One take.
Old one take, Jake. Okay.
Ish. Yeah, we did good. Yep.
You're welcome.
And the rocket's red glare, the bomb bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
You are welcome, America.
Play ball.
Be honest, Dan, which was better?
Oh, I mean, yours was better. Yours was better. I wouldn't say it was America deserves that either, but yours was better. I know we're in rough shape right now, but
it's the voice that will unite us all, Carson.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
How do you think she's feeling this morning?
I think she
feels
terrible. Right. I can't imagine what went wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Cuz something went terribly, terribly wrong.
Kenny, I don't care if there were actual bombs bursting in air. It shouldn't be that bad.
I don't know what happened. And I hope that perhaps we'll get an explanation this afternoon. I don't know. I mean, it sounded like she couldn't hear herself, and then at the end it just sounded like she's like, "Well, the hell with it then."
Bursting in air, gave proof through the night.
Can we play yours under it? A little picture in picture.
It makes me sad.
And the rock the bumper stinging in.
Taking assault on the senses.
Through the night. Our flag.
Alright, okay.
Alright. Oh, sing us that star spangled.
That's right, Dan. Let's stand up.
Just stand up with your hand over your
heart. Put your hand over your heart, Kennedy. Show some respect.
Land of the free.
I'm really sad.
And his colors don't
home
run.
Home of the brave.
From the 781, give him the Grammy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.